Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Those who can pray in the Spirit, quietly pray in the Spirit right now. Praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me, washing me in your blood, writing my name down in heaven, sending your Holy Spirit to live within me, that he'll teach me all things about you, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you this morning that I have the power to open and to shut. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind confusion and release peace. I bind fear and release faith. I bind sickness and release health. I bind poverty and release prosperity. I bind accidents and release safety. I bind discouragement and release confidence. I say no to Satan's will to steal, kill, and destroy. I say yes to God's will to give me life more abundantly through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right now, I have just let God arise in me, and the enemy is scattered, and he's melted before the fire of the Holy Spirit that I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, let God arise in our lives, and the enemy will scatter. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people in the world today who are sick, and there's a lot of people who are poor. And we don't want to get into any judgment of why they're sick and why they're not healed or why they're poor and so on and so forth. But I really think a lot of the messages from the Word of God has been placed in the closet. Because when you start speaking about miracles and the gifts and the faith message and everything else, it brings a lot of things from the body of Christ against you, because most people say, well, I tried it and don't work. And so I am an example of, and probably many of you people, that Jesus does heal, and he does financially bless, but we want to be humble, amen? We don't want to come against people who are still in poverty, who still can't get healed. And so I just wanted to put that out front, and I'm going to rewind a little bit here this morning about Friday, and then come back into it, and we're talking about the Spirit-filled believer. Hallelujah. And in John 3:6, Jesus said, you must be born of the Spirit. Well, we've all been born of the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. And I'm going to go someplace in the book of Acts, and I want you to turn there, if you would, Jerry, quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Acts 2:4, then I want to share some things with you before we go into the Word more. So we've been born of the Spirit. But then it says here in Acts 2:4, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So speaking in tongues is an understanding from the Word of God that you are filled. It's an evidence of being filled with the Spirit. But here's the thing. If you don't speak in tongues, doesn't mean you can't do anything, because Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John done everything by the Spirit, and he didn't speak in tongues. Rather interesting, isn't it? So that kind of backs you off and being judgmental. But God wants you to understand we are Spirit-filled believers. And I believe that you can be filled with the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, the anointing of God, the love of God, and on and on and on. But you don't have to speak in tongues to be saved. And you don't have to speak in tongues to do miracles. See? I want you to understand that, because Jesus is the master, and he's our example, and he's a mentor, and he done Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John without speaking in tongues. But he said these signs will follow those, right, who believe, and tongues was one of the things. Hallelujah. So we are Spirit-filled, so we can call ourselves Spirit-filled with the evidence of speaking in tongues without being judgmental. Amen? That doesn't put you in another place above anybody and so on and so forth. We have to understand this as God explains it in the Word of God. And so Jesus is our mentor. We are Spirit-filled believers. The evidence is we speak in tongues. But that doesn't mean some who's not speaking in tongues can't do healings and so on and so forth by the gifts of the Spirit. Because Jesus proved that, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He done miracles and all kinds of healings. So we would like to think that we have the evidence we're Spirit-filled, and we're the only ones that can do anything. That's not true. But there's a reason why he called us Spirit-filled believers. Because we always want evidence by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that's what God has given us. He's given us evidence, and the evidence is speaking in tongues. It means you're Spirit-filled. And you don't want to stop there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go through some scriptures here. And it's a second teaching on Spirit-filled believers and what the Holy Spirit wants to teach us. And I think because of a lot of messages that have been left in the closet, or a lot of pastors have given up. There was a pastor on television this morning, and he's a really good man of God and everything else. And he was stood up there all brokenhearted because there have been several people, or quite a few people in his church, that had recently died of cancer, and they're all young people. And he's trying to explain to the people, and I'm saying to myself, you're going to get yourself in trouble, Pastor. Because the more he said, the more he kind of fumbled over his words and everything else. He was trying to comfort the people. And then he went to medicine and said, well, they know a cancer comes from it, but they can't cure it. And so he was trying to comfort the people. There was a lot of families who get hurt when young people die, and moms and dads, sisters, wives, brothers, and so on and so forth. And some things, saints, we just don't have the answer. But when we do have the answer, you can't put it in the closet. You got to speak it out. Amen? So God healed me from MS, booze and drugs, and a death wish, and all kinds of different things over the weeks and months and years. So I do know he healed. He's blessed me and my wife financially. He's given us a ministry. We've been in it 34 years, and God has always stood with us, and we've focused on Jesus rather than the financial part of it. We seek the kingdom, and he's taking care of the rest of it. Hallelujah. It's a hard lesson to learn, because most churches go under because of money. And money is a good thing to talk about. Everybody wants to hear about money and how do you get it from God. We all do. We're fleshly people. Yeah. Particularly if you're young, just getting married, you want the house, you want the white fence, you want the dog, you want the car, you want the big screen, and so on and so forth. And we got a lot of friends out there who will give you credit cards. Then they'll come and get it back from you if you don't pay. You're a friend up front here, but Jesus is a friend. You see, when he gives, he don't take it back. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to start here. I just want to put that out in front that we are Spirit-filled believers. Say, I'm a Spirit-filled believer. And it's necessary, saints, if you'll just spend a couple of bucks to get the CD and go home and confess this every day about binding and loosing. Because everybody's going to get discouraged. Everybody at one time or another is going to go through some kind of poverty. Everybody's going to be attacked in their body, in their families. If not you, somebody in your family. Amen? And we had brought this up here Friday night about what we just bound and loosed and so on and so forth. And Dorothea and George were telling me that they confessed that with us Friday night. And their son was going down a highway in California where they go, who knows, 80, 75, 80 miles an hour. And we was confessing binding accidents and lifting, loosing safety, where their son, almost got killed. Was it last night? He called, and the car that was coming right for him veered off about 2 or 3 feet from him, and didn't. But he almost got killed. But because we spoke this, they agreed and spoke it. The word is prophecy. We prophesied it. You see, the angels were loosed, knowing that he was going to be either killed or slammed, and so God took care of it. See, that was a sovereign move of God because of what we confess here. But whoever was here Friday night and confessed that, you ought to stand on it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are spirit-filled believers, the Bible says. We have the evidence of speaking in tongues, but not to become judgmental, but be very humble people. And stop putting down people who get sick and haven't been healed or in poverty and haven't been blessed. Don't try to figure that out, saints. If nothing else, pray for them. But and a lot of people want to put a lot of messages about from the Word of God in closets. Because you would think that people would be drawn to messages of faith and supernatural things. They're not. They're not, saints. They come with a very judgmental spirit and so on and so forth. That don't work. I tried that. That's what they'll tell you. I tried that. So, if you would, please. They're all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, that's the reason why I open quietly in tongues, is because we're building up our faith. We're edifying ourselves. We're strengthening ourselves spiritually to receive what God wants to do today. That's why I do that. Well, some people would come against that. It's immaterial. I don't care. This is the way I conduct services. This is the way I preach. And this is what I do. And I've been doing this way for years. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to change. I'm not going to put it in the closet because it disrupts somebody or it may come against your original religious thinking. Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, please. John 14:26. Hallelujah. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. That's what we need, saints. We need the Holy Spirit reminding us and bringing to our remembrance everything that Jesus has said, because every day we come up against some things. So you may come up against a situation where the Holy Spirit is trying to teach you or bring to your remembrance what Jesus said, that you have the authority in that area, and we use our own natural minds. But listen to what God is going to say now. The Holy Spirit is going to tell us that we have authority to loose and bind, or bind and loose, or shut or open, whichever, however you want to say that. So everybody, during a week's period, a seven-day period, you come up against something, and the Holy Spirit wants to remind you what Jesus said you should do in that situation. That you have authority over that devil. You have authority over that sickness. You have authority over that mind problem. You have authority over smoking. You have authority over pornography. You have authority over sin. You see? Swaggart said the other day, he said that Satan has the power to cross your will. He don't. If he dangles something in front of you, and you, like a fish, you bite on it, then he's able to come over. Jesus proved that when he was tempted, he didn't give in to it. He was telling, it is written, it is written, it is written. So he didn't fall into it. That means as sons and daughters, we don't have to fall into it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And I'm not coming against his teaching or nothing. Everybody sees things differently. Amen? But being as a preacher, I've had many times and opportunities and so on and so forth, but I didn't give in to it. Was it a battle? It always is when he throws darts in your mind. You see? Because you got the battle between the works of the flesh and the works of the Spirit. Or laws of the flesh and laws of the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit here, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And we're going to look at some things that Jesus said. And then you have going to have to rely on the Holy Spirit. He wants to bring to your remembrance that you don't have to be sick, you don't have to have poverty, you don't have to have mind problems. Amen? And one of the places we're going to go first is Matthew 18. Matthew 18. 18 and 19. Jesus is teaching here. He starts off with dealing with a brother who sins, a brother who said something against you, and you bring him before the church and so on and so forth. But I'm going to go to 18:18. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 18. Surely I say to you, this is what the Holy Spirit wants to remind us. Surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth according to anything that they may ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. These things are put in the closet, saints, because people can't stand the pressure of people talking about people. That don't work. You shouldn't preach that. And there's a lot of people who are well-known and respected who come against these kind of messages and so on and so forth. God has given me the freedom to have a debt-free church and to have a board that doesn't interfere with me. But they're a board that brings wisdom when I need it. We don't have meetings, only we have when we're going to make a decision. So God has given us the freedom that money doesn't rule us, you see, that everything in here is paid for. We were able to go out and buy a brand new camera for $3,000 and pay cash for it. And so God wants you to know tonight, saints, that you have to be free from the world. You can't have somebody over you, creditors and so on and so forth. But so he's saying the Holy Spirit wants to teach us that we have the power to loose and bind. Bring to remembrance the things that Jesus said. So that's what he's doing. He's showing you, he wants to bring to your remembrance, and he's showing you what Jesus said. Then it's entirely up to you and I to take that authority. To bind Satan, to bind sickness, to bind thoughts in our minds, to bind and be willing to do battle, because the Holy Spirit, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, right? And the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, will break the yoke of bondage. And he'll teach you. So he wants to bring to our remembrance, the Holy Spirit does, everything that Jesus said. And Jesus said, "Surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." Amen? "And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, people get bent out of shape about this. But you, if you read it 15 times, you can't change it. You see, they ask, it'll be done for them by my Father in heaven. Well, people get attacked when we say that because I've tried that, it don't work, I know so-and-so touched and agreed, na-da-da, and they go on and on and on and on. Well, the Holy Spirit says, I want to bring to your remembrance what Jesus said. Then it's up to you and I to be led by the Spirit of God to touch and agree. If you and I touch and agree, me and Chris touches and agree about something, you see, somewhere someone fell off the agreement. If you and me and my wife agree, or you and your wife agree, or you and your friend agree, and you're both Christians, both spirit-filled believers, you see, then you should expect it to come to pass. Why? Because the Holy Spirit wants to bring to your remembrance what Jesus said. Now, we're either going to believe in the Master, we're going to believe what Jesus said, or we're going to put that in a closet and try to find something easier to understand. And when you do, you grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some people don't understand, saints, that, you see, me and my wife had to agree with me getting healed from MS and different things and so on and so forth. We had to come into agreement. So we're going to go on here and look at some things. So we have authority over the power of Satan. Amen? We have authority over principalities and powers. We have authority over the works of the flesh. We have authority over sin. That doesn't mean we don't sin, but we have authority over it. We have authority over the laws of the flesh. But most of us don't hear these teachings. And so when the Holy Spirit reminds a Christian what Jesus has said, we probably don't hear it. Because we're so caught up in the problem we're in, whether it be temptation or pornography, we're so caught up in it, our minds are so racing and so filled with stuff, we don't give time, we don't stop and pray and say, "Help me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in this mess, or I'm heading towards this mess, and I don't want to partake of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And at that point, he'll remind you of the name of Jesus. He'll remind you what Jesus said, that you have authority over the devil. Why? Because Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers. He disarmed Satan. Okay? So if he disarmed them, the Holy Spirit's going to remind you that Jesus disarmed them, and now you have the authority. Now, when we speak, and our authority is the name of Jesus. So when we speak to the devil in the name of Jesus, he will obey. Me and my wife, being in ministry as long as we have many, 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 many thousands of times had to speak to certain things. And that doesn't mean you're free from everything. It doesn't mean you won't go out in the desert. It doesn't mean you won't have attacks. You see? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit wants to remind us. Amen? Put up a Matthew 16:19, the Amplified Version, Jerry, please. Matthew 16:19. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, declare to be improper, unlawful, on earth must be what is already bound in heaven. Already bound in heaven. Already done in heaven. Okay, you see that? You must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, declare lawful on earth. So it's lawful for you to ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you and so on. Earth must be what is already loosed in heaven. So heaven is saying it's all done. I want to agree with you. I want to agree with you. So don't try to get it to happen, but just believe it's all done. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to remind you. The Holy Spirit is saying, I will give you the keys. That's authority. He gives us keys. He gives us authority of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already bound in heaven. Why? Because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he brought the thing into heaven, you see. It's stamped, it's sealed, you see. Hallelujah. So it's already done as far as heaven's concerned. But what we're trying to do, we're trying to get it to happen rather than agree. So the Holy Spirit's going to remind you that Jesus has already said it's already done. That's what he'll remind you. If you hear anything other than this, you see, you're probably not hearing from God. You're not hearing from the Holy Spirit. I want to remind you what Jesus has said. And this is what Jesus said. So don't let anybody get you into a place where you got to keep on praying, fasting, turn around three times and spit. You got to have this. Let the Holy Spirit remind you. In heaven, it's yes. It's already done. Amen? Whether it be healing, whatever it may be, it's done. So the Holy Spirit says, I want to remind you, you see, and bring to remembrance everything Jesus has said. He's about Jesus. He's the Spirit of Jesus. So for 7 years it took me to walk out of MS, the Spirit of God kept reminding me, and I kept saying, I don't believe it now. I've done this long enough. So what am I saying? You're going to go through things like Job did. One minute you're going to believe, the next minute you're going to get mad at God. But the Holy Spirit will help you. He'll adjust you back to the spirit realm, back to the kingdom of God within you. And then it's only the kingdom, only the Holy Spirit that can correct the flesh. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit. Okay, next thing is Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. We know it talks about the 70 returns here, but I want to go to 19. 10:19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So the Holy Spirit is going to tell you that. If you let the authority go, you don't take authority over it. Saints, he wants to remind us what Jesus has said. He's saying here, behold, I give you authority. I give you the keys. I give you authority to trample on serpents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Loose means to unfasten chains, to release, letting go, which was held, which was holding you. That's what loose means. Hallelujah. Loose, to unfasten. So when you say, I bind and I loose, and we went through that stuff, I loose, let me just turn the page here a minute. I bind confusion and release or loose peace. Hallelujah. There's things that bind us, saints, and the Holy Spirit says, I want to teach you or tell you or remind you what he has said. Amen? Bring to your remembrance. Praise the Lord. So, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, that's the devil. This is all in over all the power of the enemy. All the power. The power for him to put sickness on us, the power for him to tempt us, over all the power of the enemy. And so, Holy Spirit, I want to bring to your remembrance what Jesus has said. And that's what he said. So, how's it going to help you and I? You have to build that into your thinking. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to look at some places where Jesus used this loosing. Turn, if you would, to Acts 16:26. 16:26. Hallelujah. Acts, the book of Acts. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. See, when Jesus opens doors, saints, every chain should be loosed. When you become born again, amen, and you accept Jesus Christ into your life, whatever chains the Holy Spirit's going to start reminding you, whatever chains is holding you, binding you, whatever is controlling your mind, whatever thoughts you have, it should be loosed. And you should learn from the Holy Spirit that you can cause it to be loosed, the chains off from you. You can be set free. Amen? You can loose those chains off from you. Amen? You can loose the Holy Ghost into your life. You can loose truth into your life. You can loose revelation into your life. You can release God into your physical, into your mind. Hallelujah. So when it says here, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. A lot of people today are in prison. They're in prison of poverty, maybe sickness, maybe disease, whatever. People are in prison today. And I don't want to get judgmental, but I'm telling you, saints, the body of Christ right now is in difficult times. They're having a lot of problems, mind problems, emotional problems, just all kinds of things, family problems. But you see, these are all chains, you see, and he's saying here, the prison doors were open. When I accepted Jesus Christ, when you accepted Jesus Christ, the prison doors were open. We shouldn't be held in prison anywhere. In our minds, in our marriages, in our finances, and so on and so forth. Amen? Most people who are fleshly people are imprisoned in some place. And God, the Holy Spirit, says, I want you to remind you, you can be loose from that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. If you would, Jerry, turn to Luke 13. Luke 13. Hallelujah. 10 to 13, we're talking about a spirit of infirmity. How Jesus used the term here. And verse 10, chapter 13, verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But Jesus saw her. He called to her to come to him, and he said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. You are loosed from your infirmity. So if Jesus went around loosing these spirits and sickness and disease and everything else, loosing people from infirmity, the Holy Spirit wants to remind us that. for that. So I can bind Satan and I can loose the Holy Ghost in me. Or I can loose somebody from a spirit that has a spirit of infirmity. Or, you see, God, Jesus said, I want to remind you, the Holy Spirit says, and bring to your remembrance what Jesus has done. You got to do the same thing, say the same thing he says, and do the same thing he does. And you do it by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So loose can be used a different ways. It can be loosened somebody from an infirmity, or you can be loosened the presence or the anointing of the Holy Spirit into your life. Amen? So when Jesus said, woman, you are loosed. See, we don't get into that too much. And the Holy Spirit is grieved because he wants to bring to our remembrance the things that Jesus said. When he said, woman, you are loosed, we can go around, sons and daughters, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and loose people from that stuff. Amen? When he raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus came out with all the grave clothes on, and Jesus said, loose him from them clothes, or them rags or whatever they were. So the term he used many, many times. See, and the Holy Spirit wants to teach us how we can properly use that. See, I bind my flesh, I loose the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God upon me and in me. I loose him of sickness. Loose him from disease. Loose her from him from a spirit of infirmity. You can go either way, man or woman. Now here's the key, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Put up Philemon 1:6. Jerry, please. Philemon 1:6. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. That's Philippians. Philemon's. Hallelujah. We get it here in a minute. Oh, okay. That the sharing of your faith may become effective. How do you want your faith? You want your faith to become effective? By the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So a lot of people think we're doing it, but we should be acknowledging that all that is in us in Christ. All those good things are in us in Christ Jesus. Okay? So the Holy Spirit reminds you can say this stuff, but you've got to have a right heart. In other words, you're not doing it. You're acknowledging all that is in you in Christ Jesus. See, a lot of it, the enemy would like to get you to think, now we're doing it, but it's Christ in us. It's the kingdom in us, you see, that we're going to acknowledge this power. So that the sharing of your faith, hallelujah, amen? The sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So God wants you to share with yourself. He wants you to be reminded by the Holy Spirit the things that Jesus, bring to our remembrance the things that Jesus does and is doing today. Amen? The sharing of your faith. So I share with myself that I'm blood-bought. We speak scriptures here and so on and so forth. That's sharing your faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. But it's all because, you see, that good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. That's why you're having the victory. That's why you're coming alive with the anointing. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One more time, say, I bind confusion and release peace. I bind fear and release faith. I bind sickness and release health. I bind poverty and release prosperity. I bind accidents and release safety. I bind discouragement and release confidence. I say no to Satan's will to steal, kill, and destroy. I say yes to God's will, through Jesus Christ, the abundant life is loosed in me now, in Jesus' name. I just let God arise. See, you let God, That scripture, "Let God arise," is found in Psalm 68:1. Put that up, Jerry. So you want God to arise in your life, amen? So you've got to be in agreement with Him. Let God arise in your life. Speak these things. You see, bind and loose. Take authority. Let the Holy Spirit bring to your remembrance the things that Jesus said and the things that Jesus done. You know why? We're sons and daughters. We're the body of Christ. We're kings and priests. A priest is able to come into the presence of God by praise and worship. A king is to rule. Amen? Sons and daughters are to rule, saints. We are to walk in authority. Without going overboard with this and putting people down who can't get healed or people who can't, you know, and so on and so forth, God wants you to know that you are Spirit-filled. Amen? Hallelujah. And that the wonderful Holy Spirit in you and I will remind us. Bring to remembrance all the things that you and I should be walking in, the victory we should be walking in. Amen? Now, there is, in this place right now, confusion. There's somebody who's having problems with confusion. And God don't want you in confusion. God's not the author of confusion. Amen? And I don't know if it's confusion about what was being said here this morning from the Word of God, or just you're just walking in confusion about a lot of things. Hallelujah. God wants to free you from that. God wants you to have wisdom. He wants you to have understanding. He wants you to have knowledge. He don't want you confused. So if you've heard, if it's about this message and you've heard this and you've heard other people that you respect come against this, you're going to have to decide by the Spirit of truth that's in you that what we just put up there is the Word of God. It's not me, my idea, and everything else. Every scripture, everything I said was put up there, the Word of God. Let God arise, let His enemies be scattered, let those also who hate Him flee before Him. Listen, saints, if you want Satan to be scattered, if you want sickness to be scattered and poverty to be scattered, if you want mind problems to be scattered, you are going to have to take authority. You are a Spirit-filled believer, and that God wants you to go to another level. He wants you to believe for, be filled with knowledge, filled with wisdom, filled with love. Now, this takes time, saints. It doesn't happen like that. It takes time in your life. You go through a process. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was just trying to look for something here. Wait a minute. I think I wrote something down and I left it home. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No. Say, faith is giving substance to things hoped for. The substance is the Word of God. You have to give substance, the Word of God. So when you bind and loose, that's faith operating, and you're giving substance because you have the authority to do that. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. The substance is the Word of God. Things hoped for. Amen? Are you blessed? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You need to go, you need to, and I'm not trying to sell CDs, but you need to get all those confessions on that's recorded here, and you need to go home and learn them and say them every day. And there may be some you want to add to it. If you're having marriage problems, you want to bind, you want to bind that spirit of divorce. Amen? Loose the peace of God. Loose the knowledge and the wisdom of Jesus Christ into your life. The enemy is tearing up the church, the body of Christ, with all kinds of different things. And the reason why they're getting taught, because everybody's backing off from the faith message and about hearing from the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. People are backing off from all that stuff. About praying in tongues. It's very seldom can you hear a message about praying in tongues. There really is. I mean, I watch a lot of Christian television and preachers. I don't hear everybody talking about tongues. I don't hear anybody talking about the gifts. I see people backing off from this binding and loosing. Oh, that faith message, that authority message. Well, how do you think I came out of multiple sclerosis and booze and drugs and hate and the death wish and everything else? I didn't just get into a shower one day and get back out and I was free. I had to get soaked with the Holy Ghost. I had to give my life substance, the Word of God. I had to renew my mind. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but sometimes you got to just be bold. If anybody is operating, this is what God wants to deal with. If anybody is operating in confusion, see, God wants to free you from that. And it could be confusion about a lot of things. About life, about healing, about the promises of God. Well, how come I'm not getting? You'll never get if you keep saying that. You got to be reminded by the Holy Spirit and bring to your remembrance the things that Jesus said. Then you got to say them. And you got to stand on them. Amen? Hallelujah. There's a lot of winds going around today. I mean, everybody sees how the world's going. All the people overseas and Wisconsin and all the rebellious and all the things that are going on and so on and so forth. Don't let that discourage you. Don't let that confuse you. See, we got to hold on to the Word of God. And that's why it's important for churches and people to keep preaching the Word of God. We don't want to hear messages about the flesh. Jeez. We want to hear what God's got to say about what I can do about it. Amen? Hallelujah. If there's anybody here operating in confusion, and this isn't trying to put you on the spot, if you can trust in Jesus, He'll free you. If you want to hold on to confusion, you can walk out of here. There ain't nothing I can do for you. But because I'm sensing by the Spirit of God this confusion, then you need to give in to God. You want the Spirit of truth. You say, you want the Spirit of truth. Amen? Hallelujah. So if anybody's walking in that, come up here now in Jesus' name. Anybody, I don't care who you are, come up here in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise. See, here comes some people who are honest.
You know, Pastor?
Yes.
The more I feel like I get revelation, the more people tell me that I'm confused. So I'm just going to be...
See, you're listening. Oh!
I'm getting rid of it.
Years ago, I used to talk about miracles and different things, and that's exactly... You're confused, brother. You need to go home and pray. I just came out of the prayer closet. No, there's something wrong. You're confused about miracles. That God don't, you know, this is apostle stuff. This is not... See, I didn't have anybody like Elwery when I was growing up to teach you and teach you truth and and lay hands on everything else, man. I had to go in the apple. I had to go hide. Then everybody that I spoke to, I thought I was a leper because they didn't speak twice to me. Because I was talking about all kinds of things that God was talking about. I'm telling you, my wife kept saying, "Hon, you're 10 years before your time." No! They're 10 years back. But we saw so much rejection. All we was trying to do is help people. We weren't trying to get in their pocketbooks. You see, these people are honest. Confusion, see? See, I believe that's a spirit. I really believe that. Would you say, dear? Yeah, see? I said it's a spirit. We had one little lady back here said, true! Hallelujah. Well, before we go on, I'm just going to pray for these people. You just got to make, this is your answer. Whatever this says, when you get in those little groups, man, and everybody throws 2 cents in, phew. Hallelujah. Amen? Close your eyes. Raise your hands, everybody. Raise your hands, everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind confusion, Lord, from him right now. I take authority over that spirit of confusion and command it right now. I bind it in Jesus' name. And I loose the spirit of truth upon him and in him. I loose knowledge and wisdom from you, Lord Jesus Christ, in him. And we thank you and we praise you right now that he's freed by the power of Jesus. He's freed by the power of Jesus. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch my sister, Lord, and I bind confusion, that spirit of confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan. I bind principalities and powers, and I just loose into her life the anointing, a fresh anointing, of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. I bind confusion right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind confusion right now. I say, loose from her in Jesus' name. And now, Father God, we thank you for the anointing, Lord. Loosen the Holy Ghost all through her mind in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, I bind right now confusion right now in Jesus' name. I bind confusion from her right now. We thank you, Lord, that her hand has been loosed, Lord. Loosed, Lord. That her mind, Lord, from the stroke has been loosed, Lord, from that stroke in Jesus' name. Loose them, that stroke in Jesus' name. I touch your husband right now, and I thank you and I praise you. The both of them, Lord, will no longer confess, I don't understand, a confusion. We thank you, Lord, that that spirit is gone, and she shall receive the blessings of Jesus. We thank you by the stripes of Jesus, these two are healed, and she is going to have this hand right now, Lord, from this brain, Lord, is going to be loose from this, whatever is causing this. She's loose from it now in Jesus' name. Woman, you are loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I bind confusion right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of peace, the spirit of knowledge and wisdom of you, Lord Jesus Christ, is entering him right now. There's no longer going to be any confusion about anything because the light, the revelation, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to be reminding him, Lord, what you said, Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you. You said we have authority to bind and loose. And we give you praise right now because that's what we do for our brother right now in the name of Jesus. We bind all confusion, Lord, and we just loose the Holy Ghost all through his emotions, his mind, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch her and anoint her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I bind confusion right now, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan, I bind all confusion. Principalities and powers, all spirits of confusion, I bind right now in Jesus' name. And we just loose right now the peace of God into her. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen? Amen? See, that's the Spirit of God in here. He don't want anybody confused. Amen? That was a word of knowledge. Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's somebody who's starting to have something wrong with your throat. I don't know who it is. There's something, you're starting to have something wrong with your throat. I don't know what it is. But God doesn't want you to have that in your throat. Hallelujah. So we're talking about healing. Amen? Hallelujah. So if there's anybody in here that has something wrong with your throat, if you want prayer for anybody else, if you want prayer for yourself, hallelujah. I just see God's doing something with someone's spine right now. There's something going, I can actually see a bone spine, you see, and there's a presence of God like a purplish blue going down someone's spine right now in Jesus' name, touching vertebrae, I can actually see it going down. As you would take a ballpoint pen and draw a line down a piece of paper, I can see the presence of God going down someone's spine right now in Jesus' name. See, listen, saints, listen, believe this. Jesus said we can do this. The Holy Spirit's reminding us that Jesus cares for us and he doesn't want you walking around with a messed up spine. Amen? Hallelujah. Someone's spine is being touched right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As I said, someone's throat. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's got a nervous condition. You're just kind of nervous about things all the time. You don't know why. I think there's something wrong with your system in your body, your nervous system. But you're always nervous about things. Nervous means not necessarily shaken, but you're nervous about things. You're having trouble making commitments into the Lord. Or you're having trouble with some things in that area because you seem to be nervous, and that kind of overflows you, and you don't dare to step out and do some things. It's almost like a fear, but you're nervous about just about everything in life that you run up against. You're nervous about it. And you'd like to walk in the authority and the power. Guess what? God's going to free you today. God's going to support you. God's going to free you. God's going to give you a fresh anointing about being nervous about everything. Hallelujah. Amen? That's another thing I just named. Praise you, Jesus. There's a wrist being healed in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody who don't sleep well at night. Your mind's too busy. Your mind is racing at things. There ain't no point going to bed and think about things. Think about it when you're up and then go to bed and sleep. That's not a place to be thinking about things unless you're thinking about Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I spoke some time back about cramps. Do you recall me ever saying something about cramps? Is there anybody here who had the cramps at that time and is gone now? You don't have cramps no more? See? Jim's way up in Cripple Creek. He drove down just to give that testimony. He didn't even know he was going to say that. He's free from cramps. Come right up here, young man. See?
My shoulder blade. Been hurting me for about 2 weeks, right behind my shoulder.
Is it still there now?
Yes.
Close your eyes, man. Come up here, guys. What are you doing over there? Raise your hands, Jim.
Well, I'm only 89.
You're only 89?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a long way to go, man. That's.
I know.
See?
I put my hands down.
Why? Does they hurt when you hold them up?
No.
Are you tired?
No.
Then praise the Lord. Raise them up. Close your eyes. You just don't want me to stop talking. Get on with this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Praise God.
I'm not confused. It's everybody else.
Oh, the world's confused.
Yeah.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for your daughter, too.
Thank you.
First of all, Father God, I bind that spirit of alcohol from his daughter, Satan. I bind you right now. You will not take her down by alcohol, principalities, and powers. You will not seduce her or take her down. I free her with the blood of Jesus and the faith of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I release it into my brother. His neck is healed. His shoulder is healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The power of God going into him in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stand right there for a minute. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. How's that feel?
It's gone.
Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit upon him. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Touch his eyes, Lord. Touch his physical body, Lord. He has soreness at times and muscles and joints at times, Lord. Every bit of it, come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. I release the love and the anointing of the Holy Spirit all through his muscles in Jesus' name. All through his knees and hips in Jesus' name. All through his lungs in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pray. Whoever wants prayer now, hallelujah, look at that. Praise God. If anybody else wants prayer, come up here in Jesus' name. For all those things I was mentioning. I was mentioning or I did mention it. I did say whatever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Everybody raise their hands. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my son, you at times have withdrawn yourself back into yourself. But today I'm going to take you into a different place, a presence, my presence, saith the Lord. God says you have the right size on your foot. You can walk in my footprints. I declare today and prophesy to you that the footprints are going to continue on, and you're going to walk in my footprints, and you're going to see some things you've never seen. You're going to hear me speaking to you by my Spirit, saith the Lord. You are going to come out of some places that you've locked yourself in your mind, and God says you're going to come out and you're going to have a freedom because God says he wants your mouth loosed, opened up, you see, with a testimony about God from people you see. And leading those to me, saith the Lord. God says this anointing will be upon you. This desire will rise up in you. And you shall be a different person from this moment on. Because God says he's in the business of changing people. Changing people by his presence and by the anointing of his Spirit. It has now come upon you. Father God, I thank you for the cloud, Lord, that's going to be upon this man, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you for the fire that's going to rise up in him. Baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire, Lord. That's going to cause a lot of burning, Lord. And up out of the ashes, Lord, is going to come a brand new man, Lord, anointing of the Holy Spirit to walk in your footprints, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. As God breathes on him, Lord, let him be brand new and receive some things today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, presence, the presence, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, the presence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence, Lord. Oh, the presence, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch her right now with the faith of Jesus, Lord. All this wonderful love and peace of Jesus going into my sister, Lord. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, I adjust his body right now, his physical body. The power of you, Lord Jesus Christ, to be able to be the mechanic that heals and adjusts bodies, Lord, physical bodies. And we thank you, Lord, for the anointing, Lord, upon his life, Lord, adjusting all the things that need to be adjusted in his physical body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak it, Lord. We declare it. And we release our faith in the name of Jesus into his body right now, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, I anoint him, Lord, right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord, as I speak wisdom into his life, the impartation of wisdom, Lord, rising up in his life more than he already has, Lord. Wisdom, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the rest, Lord, and the peace, Lord, in his mind. The rest and the peace of you, Lord Jesus Christ, in his mind as we call upon you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Who praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Did anybody come up here? Was anybody having trouble with the throat or something? Was it you? Okay. Praise God. Anybody else having trouble with a sore back or anything, or spine or something? Was it you? And you back there? Praise God. We just want to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, give a hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Back here too? We honor you, Lord, for that. We honor you, Lord, for... Is anybody here was having a something about being nervous about something, or being nervous about things? Hallelujah. Oh, three of... Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God bless... We thank you, Jesus, for your word of knowledge. We thank you for touching these people, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you care about nervousness. You care about spines. You care about minds. You care about souls coming into the kingdom through you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we're asking for continually pressing in, Lord, continually asking and seeking and knocking, Lord, for a spiritual awakening at Creative Faith Ministries, Lord, where people will see the same thing we're seeing now, only in a bigger dimension, Lord, by you, Lord Jesus Christ. Because as you went through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Lord, you was doing all these things. And I know you want us to carry on your work, Lord. But we want to make sure we're giving you the glory. We're identifying with all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. And you're going to rise up in the people of God, in the body of Christ, who are open to and awakened to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, teaching us and bringing to our remembrance everything you have said. And we want to stand on it, Lord. We want to stand on it. We want to be empowered in those areas. We want to come into, have the anointing come into our lives. So we won't just be babbling about things, clanging cymbals, Lord, but we'll see manifestations of your Spirit, your gifts, Lord, for your glory, Lord Jesus Christ. We honor you today. We exalt and lift you up. You are the mighty King. You are the Son of the Most High God. And we thank you, Lord. We bring attention to nobody but you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for meeting us in this room every time we come in here, Lord. And we thank you for the anointing. Your presence is getting stronger and stronger. And we thank you, Lord. Evidently, you have trained us, Lord, to receive more of you and less of ourselves. And so we thank you for the decrease and for the increase, Lord, of you, Lord Jesus Christ, in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We are Spirit-filled, Lord. We are Spirit-filled. And we thank you, Lord. We're going on from that because the Holy Spirit and your word is going to teach us how we can get there. So we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Shake some.